Proclamation number 8818, dated the June 22nd, 1964. Battle against error. You will have to fight hard against error, for it has already infiltrated the whole world, and it could not be any different, since God's adversary rules and endows a person's intellect in accordance with his own will. But since his thinking is already turned away from God, he can be influenced by Satan, who will always do so in order to spread darkness amongst people, in order to extinguish the light of truth wherever he succeeds. It would be so easy to live within pure truth if all people let themselves be taught by God himself, if he had access to all of them, in which case there would also be unity in people's thinking. But as things stand, there is great confusion. People are not aware that the purpose of their earthly life concerns the maturing of their soul. And all concepts have become confused. There are only a few who can be offered the truth by God himself, so that their thinking is enlightened and they know the purpose of their earthly life. However, they are unable to get their message through and enlighten their fellow human being by offering them the pure truth from God and exposing the many misconceptions which darken their spirit. And not just there is the pure truth no longer recognizable. Even in circles which want to serve God, the adversary works, where possible, through people who still harbor traits similar to his own nature. They all strive for truth as well, but do not approach God directly. They try to obtain it by indirect means. They associate with beings in the universe which also still belong to the adversary, and they lead people in the wrong direction again. As long as God does not convey the truth to Earth himself, which can also happen through beings of light possessing full knowledge and God's consent to teach, the pure truth cannot be offered to people, and time and again they will have to come to terms with misguided teachings. Darkness fights against the light, and due to people's low spiritual level, the darkness will triumph, for the end will be the new banishment. Yet as long as God still speaks to people, he also instructs the recipients to work for him in the distribution of truth and to convey his word to all who accept it. You need not be afraid even if you meet with hostility, for he himself is with you. He will guide you such that you impart the light to all those who urgently need it and want to know the pure truth. You, who are taught by God and receive the spiritual knowledge either directly or through his messengers, are fully aware of the spoiled teaching which no longer corresponds to the words of Jesus Christ. You are given the reasons why erroneous thinking has crept in. But now you shall also pass on the pure teaching as it was imparted to you, for the truth must establish itself. Anyone who receives it must also spread it and do everything possible to expose the errors, the work of God's adversary. You will be helped in every way, for since it is his will, he will direct your thoughts in a way that people will receive what they need for the benefit of their soul. For error does not lead to him, and even if people entertain misguided thoughts, even if they are good and do not sin consciously, they will not gain beatitude in the beyond until they have recognized the pure truth and freed themselves from error and lies, for God himself is eternal truth and he can only be found through truth. Error and falsehood can never ever lead a person to the goal, to union with him, to glorious everlasting life. Amen.